All Business Media presents the Professionals Roundtable. Hear what's hot in the professional world. Timely topics to propel your career to the next level. Professionals Roundtable with CJ McCall, exclusively on All Business Media.
Welcome back to the Professionals Roundtable here at ABM FM, where it is all business all the time. Today on the program, from the Denver metro area, we have a hypnotherapist. You can check out her business online. It is selfhealinghypnotherapy.com. Again, selfhealinghypnotherapy.com. Ladies and gentlemen, here is our guest, Sherry Hartz. Sherry, thanks for coming on the show.
Yeah, thank you. I appreciate this.
So tell us a little bit about hypnotherapy. What do you do?
Well, as a hypnotherapist, I help people change behaviors. They're usually things that they either want to increase or things that they want to decrease. So I might help somebody stop smoking or lose weight, or I might help somebody increase their focus or improve their golf game. So there, it kind of goes in different ways, but most of the time, the work that we do revolves around changing behaviors that are kind of are not working for people or working for them, and they want to make them better.
So before I ask about your approach, tell me, why did you choose hypnotherapy as a profession?
I chose it because I had, my stepmother was going through cancer, and an organization came through town, and they said, we are working to create an organization here in Colorado that's going to help people heal cancer, or work with cancer, at least decrease the symptoms of cancer. And I thought, man, there's nothing I can do because, you know, my stepmother was going through the illness. She's having all the symptoms, and I felt really helpless. I think a lot of people feel that way when they're around somebody that they really care about and they're sick. It really was a great opportunity for me, and it, you know, so my brain went that direction. And it, you know, it kind of didn't end up developing that here in Colorado, but it got my juices going, and it got me really thinking about what the possibilities were of the field and what kinds of things I might be able to do to help people in the world. And I actually have helped a couple people with cancer, you know, both decrease their pain and work to help increase their immune system using their thoughts.
So take me through the process. What could a brand new client with you expect?
I think when we're working with a brand new client, the big things that we're looking at is kind of going through an interview process, finding out what that person's really looking at changing. And then when they come in the office, for me, I work with someone for about 2 hours the first session. I have some paperwork to fill out. I do an interview, an intake. I ask them lots of questions. I need to kind of have a good sense about who they are as a person, and then I'm able to kind of go through and help them and support them making changes that they're looking for. So let's say, for example, I do something called the virtual gastric band. The person comes in to me, and they want to work with me on the virtual gastric band. It's a banding procedure for the upper part of the stomach, and it'd be just like doing a gastric band surgery, but we're doing it in the mind. And I work with them on food. That's the first session, and kind of helping decrease food and choosing food that's good for them. In the second section, session, I actually go through the banding process. We trim off the top of the stomach and band it, and then the stomach ends up being about the size of a golf ball. And then I usually work with them on things like exercise or just kind of getting the brain in alignment for the last two sessions. So kind of, I have a little protocols depending on what I'm working with in particular.
What would you say in your work are some of the challenges you may come across, and what's the most rewarding aspect for you?
Challenges I might come across. I think it's really, some people aren't very good at relaxing, and hypnotherapy really works with relaxing people. And you know, the meditators, those people that are really good at meditating, they take really well to hypnotherapy. It's a very relaxing process. And so people that have a hard time relaxing or kind of letting go of that, or if they don't feel like they trust the therapist, they might find it a little bit more challenging. Most rewarding is seeing changes for people. So I've worked with people in the past. One lady lost 60 pounds, another lady lost 40 pounds. I've had people who've had just major changes in their personalities as they were going through our process. And, you know, having people have success, that's pretty cool.
Earlier, you just mentioned trust between the client and the therapist. How does a client know they're working with the right person? What are some questions to consider?
I think that they need to look at how they feel. I think you kind of need to check in with yourself and say, do I feel like I can trust this person? If I close my eyes, do I feel like this person, do I feel safe? I think that that's just a huge component in the type of work that we do. And most of the time when I hear clients say that their work hasn't been successful with another therapist, a lot of times it's just about not quite feeling trustful of that person. So I just think it's a really important component in making sure you're going to be able to relax completely and when you're with the therapist.
So, Sherry, not only are you trained in your craft, but you are an entrepreneur as well. What have been some of the challenges on that end of things that you've overcome?
I think for me, trying to get my name out there. You know, what are some of the ways I can get my name out there in a healthy way? I have an additional challenge in that I can't work with people that I know. So something legally I'm not allowed to do. So I can't be a therapist for somebody that's a friend of mine. So I have to work with people that I don't know. My work is very short term. I have success very quickly in what I'm doing. I don't work with someone over years. I work with them over a few sessions. So getting new clients in is always that challenge, and bringing people in. So word of mouth is just huge for the kind of work that I do. But you know, just trying to get my name out there just so people have a chance to find out who I am and what I do, as well as putting myself in a situation where they feel like they can trust me. So some things I've done, I've been working at a couple of different shows just to make sure I'm connecting with people. I've also, I put some videos, I think I have a couple videos on my website, just to give a chance for people to get to know me. I put out some audios at some of the locations I've been where people get to hear the work that I'm doing. I think for me, it's kind of demonstration. And so that's kind of some of the things I've done to help overcome that.
And before we wrap things up on the show here, Sherry, I do want to leave you a chance for final thoughts or perhaps some contact info for our listeners out there.
Oh, sure. So my website, again, is selfhealinghypnotherapy.com, and my number is 303-404-9175, and I'm certainly available to talk to people. My email is selfheal@msn.com, and it's, at least checking in with people, having an interview with that person, making sure that there's somebody that you feel comfortable with. I think that's key in doing this type of work, just so you feel safe, because your eyes are going to be closed most of the time. You need to feel safe with the person that you're sitting with.
All right, excellent. And Sherry, I do want to thank you one last time for joining us on the program today.
Oh, no problem. Thank you so much.
This is the Professionals Roundtable here at ABM FM. Stay tuned, because we'll return in just a bit with more interviews.
All Business Media presents the Professionals Roundtable. Hear what's hot in the professional world. Timely topics to propel your career to the next level. Professionals Roundtable with CJ McCall, exclusively on All Business Media.
So you see, son, good manners are very, very important. Someday, many years from now, when you're a grown-up, you'll be a man. And when you are, you should be a gentleman. Do you want me to go through it one more time?
Yes.
Yes, please.
Yes, please.
Exactly. Always say please, thank you, you're welcome, and excuse me. Sit up straight, hold doors open for ladies. If a door's shut, then knock first. Don't burp, don't swear, don't speak with your mouth full, don't reach across people's plates, keep your elbows off the table.
What table?
And don't interrupt. While we're at it, don't stare, don't use foul language, don't call people names, but do remember people's names. Always share your toys, play nice, and cover your mouth when you cough or sneeze. On the bus, give up your seat to anyone who has trouble standing. Bottom line, treat others the way you'd like to be treated. Got it?
Got it.
And stop picking your nose.
Most parenting is hard to do in just 2 minutes.
but spending just 2 minutes twice a day making sure they brush their teeth is easier and could help save them from a lifetime of tooth pain. For fun 2-minute videos to watch while brushing, visit 2min2x.org. That's 2min2x.org. A message from the Partnership for Healthy Mouths, Healthy Lives, and the Ag Council.